By June 1st, which is less than a month at this point, the city of Rehoboth Beach is required to stop discharging its wastewater into the Lewis-Rehoboth Canal, and they'll send it by pipe a mile out into the ocean. You know, what makes this a victory for Delaware's inland bays?
The wastewater discharge to the Lewis and Rehoboth Canal goes right into Rehoboth Bay, and Rehoboth Bay has very high levels of nitrogen and phosphorus pollution, and that's really impacted the water quality in the bay. Taking out this discharge is going to remove a full third of the phosphorus pollution load from the bay instantly. It's also going to remove over, on an annual basis, 17,000 pounds of nitrogen going straight into the water. So it's a huge amount of pollution that's instantly going to come out of the bay, and that's going to be a benefit to water quality, fish populations, shellfish populations. It's going to help keep the bacteria levels lower in the bay. All the good things that we like about the bay are going to benefit because of this.
And do you see this as having an immediate effect on the inland bays, or do you think it'll take years to see any sort of changes from this major point source being taken out?
It's hard to tell. Sometimes you can see immediate impacts in things like oxygen levels in the water, water clarity. When the Rehoboth Beach Wastewater Treatment Plant was upgraded many years ago, there were pretty rapid improvements. We saw a lot of decreases in the amount of seaweed in the bays. And so it's possible that we might see immediate effects. It does take ecosystems a long time to recover from many, many years of nutrient pollution overall. So I think both short-term and long-term improvements should be expected.
Do you have any concern as an environmentalist about how maybe this pipe could have a similar effect on ocean health when it comes to discharging nitrogen and phosphorus into the ocean?
So anytime you have a discharge of waste, there is going to be an impact. And the solution to that is, number one, to treat the waste as much as possible. And number two, to dispose of the waste in the most appropriate location. So that facility treats their nitrogen down to 6 milligrams per liter, which is pretty good. I mean, it could do better than that, but it's pretty good right now. The issue with the discharge is where it is. Right now, it's into a canal that flows into the top of Rehoboth Bay, and there are naturally long flushing times in that area. So the pollution that gets into that water stays in that water for a long time, and it causes algae blooms and low dissolved oxygen concentrations. So it is about the worst place that you could put a wastewater discharge. So after a lot of study, the city decided to remove that discharge and put it out into the ocean. The difference is the ocean is extremely well flushed. You have all of that water coming out of Delaware Bay. And so the modeled computer studies that they did show that within just minutes and a few hundred feet, the pollution levels in the discharge are diluted to background levels. So you expect that there would be a very small, localized impact to the bottom of the ocean in that radius around the diffuser, and it'll, you know, increase algae concentrations on the ocean floor, but indications are that it shouldn't have effects on fish populations. At least that's what other ocean outfalls in Maryland and off Bethany Beach have demonstrated.
So once this point source discharge gets out of Rehoboth Bay, what else is left in the inland bays?
So the Allen Harim facility on Wharton's Branch, which flows into the Indian River, retains a point source discharge. It's very small right now. It's just sort of it's a wastewater treatment plant that's essentially being kept alive with small amounts of discharge, at least to my knowledge. So they have filed a letter of intent to construct a deboning facility at that location and upgrade the wastewater treatment plant there, and it appears that they would like to pull the point source discharge out and convert it to a land-based discharge there. So that would, in effect, be the last point source to be addressed.
And what do you see as, you know, a future with no point source discharge into the inland bays? How would that make it so much better?
That's a huge milestone. We've been working on that since 1998. There were 13 original point sources. They are being addressed because they're very direct. There's no infiltration by any wetlands or farm fields or anything like that. It's just right out into the water where the nutrients and pollution causes a lot of problems. It's the end of a huge improvement for the bays, and it really turns the page over to an area that we've been focusing on more and more, which is non-point source pollution, all of the pollution that's coming from the larger watershed or the lands draining into the inland bays. And that comes from a variety of sources, including agriculture, runoff from the urban environment, land-based wastewater discharges, and that remains a huge problem for the inland bays, particularly for nitrogen. So it really helps us focus on that remaining problem to help heal the bays.